Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we continue with our series on school choice, it's time to take a look at Senate Bill 81, better known as the Tax Credit Scholarship Bill. But before we get to the bill itself, it's worth meeting the man behind the bill, Senator Dave Lewis of Helena. I first met Dave over a decade ago when we served in the House together. I was in the beginning of my political career. He was one of the old guard, budget director under three governors from both political parties, state director of human services, and the former executive director of the Montana State Board of Investments. This was a man who knew his way around the political block. He also knew how to negotiate political minefields. He was pro-life, so was I, and I've always held him in high regard. There were, however, some areas we disagreed on, and school choice was one of them. He did not want to set up competing systems and had no problem saying so. At least you always knew where he stood. Oftentimes in politics, you can tell a lot about a person by watching their spouse, and Dave's wife was his political and philosophical soulmate. A wonderful woman, very gracious and intelligent, and when it came to school choice, just as adamantly opposed. She was a former teacher, local union president, and liaison between the teachers' union and the Republican Party. School choice discussions with Karen lasted 2 minutes or less. It wasn't pretty, but like her husband, you always knew where she stood. Then came an epiphany. It happened during the sex education debate in Helena 3 years ago. Dave watched how the school board brushed off the local citizens and did what they wanted. In his words, a light came on. He thought if there was some competition, the district might treat the citizens with more respect. And that began Dave and eventually Karen's conversion to the side of school choice. They got involved, they got educated, and realized that great things were happening outside of Montana in terms of education reform, things that could happen inside Montana if given the chance. In 2011, he carried his first bill, the Tax Credit Scholarship Bill. Although it did not make it out of the Senate, he put in a bill draft request to reintroduce it in the 2013 session before the 2011 session was even over. On December 14th, it was introduced. On January 28th, it was heard in the Senate Education Committee, and on February 16th, it passed the Senate on a 20-26 vote. The education lobby went nuclear. The union president was one of the grumpiest men in Helena, and legislators on both sides of the aisle were shocked. It was the first time in history a school choice bill had ever made it out of the Senate. Will it pass the House? Who knows? But if it does, it will allow disadvantaged kids to switch to a private school if they choose. It will also allow people to get a tax credit for a donation to a public school and will save the taxpayers millions of dollars. It's a win-win-win. In previous years, the education establishment kept saying the idea was unconstitutional, but the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010 ruled that it is constitutional because it doesn't use public dollars. The court said that tax credits are not an appropriation because the money has not yet transferred from private to public hands. The court ruling notwithstanding, this law will be challenged if it passes. In Helena, it's all about money and power, and where the education establishment is concerned, this bill threatens both. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.